7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. Monkey Dan here, and I'm recording this intro after I just recorded the show, but I realized it was our 10th episode of the Live Wild or Die podcast, so feeling pretty psyched about that. One of my goals for 2019 was to record 12 episodes, so 10 down, only need two more to hit that goal, and it's going to feel really good. So thank you, everyone that's been listening, and I really appreciate all the comments you guys leave and feedback. It's super motivating, so thank you, everyone. And while I'm thinking about it now, but you know, that goal, the 12 episodes, it's not a huge accomplishment by any means as far as volume, but it's almost like setting the bar lower and being able to achieve the 12 quickly. It makes me more excited to want to do more and more and more, but I got to get the 12 first. So two more, we'll get those out to you in the next few weeks and enjoy the show. Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And this week to start off, you guys, you may have already seen this already, but we just released the final version, or at least the final version for now, of the Monkey app. We did an update. We've been working on it for, gosh, it's almost been like 4 months now. So glad to finally get that out in the App Store and the Google Play Store, I think it's called. I'm an iOS user, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But the app is out there, so thank you everyone again so much for giving us your input and helping us with the beta program, everything. So couldn't have done it without the Monkey family behind us, and we appreciate you guys. So please check it out. It's free, and give us your feedback. We always have open ears, and we're going to keep making this thing better. So thank you, everyone. Also, quick little Pocket Monkey update. So we've shipped roughly 7,500, that's 7,500 Pocket Monkeys to our fulfillment warehouse. And most of those have gone out. There was something going on where they had an unusually large volume of orders come through, and they got a little backed up this past week, but they should be able to catch up the rest of this week and be finished next week. So if you're waiting for your Pocket Monkey, those first 7,500 will be shipping out ASAP, and the rest will go out in the next few weeks. So we should be 100% fulfilled with Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and anyone that pre-ordered. So thank you, monkeys, for your patience, and can't wait to get this thing in your guys' hands and see the wildness from everyone. Also, I wanted to share, for my lunch, I usually bring a salad. It's usually just like a spinach or just like a blend you can buy at the grocery store, like a spring blend. Or I love the store we have out here, Trader Joe's. They have the power greens. But anyway, so I've been bringing this salad for lunch every day. And what I've been doing is just a nice, really nice Spanish olive oil, a white wine vinegar. And then it's also from Trader Joe's, but you could use any hummus. It's a tomato basil hummus. So I just do like a large dollop of that in the salad, and it gives it that substance. So it's much more satisfying, much more filling. And, I haven't seen a dressing or anything like that. So if you're looking for a way to make your salads better and make you want to eat them more, try this out. So again, it's just stuff as much salad as you can in your container. I do a generous amount of this delicious Spanish olive oil, but feel free to choose your olive oil of choice. Then a little white wine vinegar, and then this tomato basil hummus, a little salt and pepper. And even recently I've also been adding in some hard-boiled eggs as well as canned salmon. And it is good. So try it out. And so on today's episode, I've I've sent this email to several people recently where I'm basically ranting about having a child and how it's always been, well, my whole life it's been played up as being the end of your life and all this stuff. So little background, I have a six and a half month old daughter. She's beautiful. She's awesome. And it's been amazing becoming a dad. It's just one of those things you'll never know what it's like until you're one. So it's been an amazing 6.5 months. And, I was exploring and reflecting back on, you know, the 9.5 months leading up to when she was born. And I think growing up, especially in the U.S., there's this stigma that once you have a kid, your life's over and you never get to have fun again. And I don't know, it's a very negative attitude towards having children, I think, in general. But as I was reflecting back on it, and as I've all of a sudden, I'm 33, which is crazy to think about, but I'm 33 and it seems like everyone I know is having kids all of a sudden. It's like been the last 6 months, basically since our daughter was born. It's like all my friends, all friends of friends, everyone's having kids. It's crazy. But what I find myself sharing with folks is, you know, you're kind of told, or you have this buildup your whole life towards becoming a parent. And I think that expectation can really alter and affect your attitude once you actually do cross that threshold and become a parent or whatever it is you may be doing. But we'll take this analogy further in a second here. So to me, what I keep telling people is it's not that bad. In fact, it's not that bad. I think it's easy almost. I have a great, loving, awesome wife. So I think that helps a ton. And you know, we have a relatively, from what I've heard, easy baby. So I'm not trying to take all the credit for this, but I'm just trying to articulate that I think it's all about the mindset. And I think it's something that has been an innate characteristic of myself. I've noticed more recently in the last decade, but even beyond, reflecting back, I've noticed it as well. But just this kind of overwhelmingly positive attitude, which at times has definitely let me down. But overall, it's certainly been a great asset, especially when you're doing these hard, big challenges, which I think having a kid is hard, it is a challenge, but your mindset towards that challenge is going to make all the difference. And so I tend to have this mindset of, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be easy. And even when this little girl, she's screaming, she's having a fit, if I just maintain, oh, not that bad, not that bad, she calms down and she's not sensing any stress or tension for myself. So I think that helps a ton. And I guess what I'm really trying to say is, if your mindset is it's not that bad, it's not going to be that bad. If you go into it thinking it's going to be horrible, it's going to be stressful, my life's over, you're kind of going to make your own reality whichever way you decide to choose. And you know, this is the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm not necessarily trying to offer parenting advice, but what the analogy I wanted to make was having this mindset of it's not that bad, it's going to be easy, I can do it. All that just kind of very positive self-affirmation. I don't want to get too self-helpy here, but that just kind of overwhelmingly positive attitude, I think it translates to all aspects of life. Business, your personal life, fitness, nutrition, relationships, all those things. I think you can really kind of create your outcome, or at least create the experience or in process, depending on your mindset and your attitude going into whatever it is. So I'll go to business now. So this is our, so we launched in gosh, it was February of 2014 was the first Kickstarter for Monkey Bars, which we started to call Monkey Bars Minimalist, but it was the first pair of Monkey Bars, the Wood Grip, the Spectre line, it all stored inside the bar. And now it's 5 years, we're 5 years from that first launch. And it's been probably the hardest thing I've ever done is like a cumulative effort. So, you know, finishing college, working in the wilderness, firefighting, all that stuff, easy compared to starting my own business with my best friend, co-founder David. And it's, I think, you know, going into it, I've always had the, well, going into it, just, it seems, oh, it'll be easy. It's not going to be that bad. And it certainly has been super fun and awesome, but it has also certainly not been without its challenges and very big letdowns. So again, having that attitude and that resilience to, even at the low times, to be able to just keep maintaining that it's not that bad, it's going to be okay, and keep moving forward. I think specific to businesses, it's absolutely necessary if you're even considering starting your own company. And I by no means am one. I want to take my business and entrepreneurship advice too much to heart, but just my overall experience, and I have a great partner, great business partner. So there's no way I could have done it without him. But again, this mindset of the just keep putting one foot in front of the other in more of a mental fashion, that is also translated to physical endeavors as well, where you kind of know how to suffer and just turn off the pain for these extended periods of time. So you can just literally now keep putting one foot in front of the other and finish your goal. And when you're setting these large challenges, whether it's, I'm going to go attempt to run across the Grand Canyon here in, I think it's 17 days from when I'm recording. It's March 28th. Hopefully this will go out tonight or tomorrow. But 17 days, going to go try and run the rim to rim to rim. So start at the top, run to the bottom, run up the other side, turn around, reverse it back. It's like 45-ish miles, but going into it, I literally am sitting here telling you, I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I also know truly that it's going to hurt for sure. And that's also something I've noticed really in the last, probably 3 years, I've really started to notice this, that even when I know something's going to be hard or challenging or difficult or even physically painful, having that attitude of it's not that bad, it kind of, even though I know it's going to be challenging, painful, whatever, it, having that attitude makes you begin or start or, you know, be optimistic about it. So it's so funny how, well, it's interesting really how you can know, it's almost like, you know, the placebo effect is happening, but the placebo effect still works. So very interesting, this psychology. And again, this is what has worked for me. I think it's applicable to a lot of people, and it's really just, I think at the end of the day, the bottom line is mindset, positive mindset versus a negative mindset. If you're always going to be negative, your reality, your life, your world's going to be a little bit more on the negative side. And if you look at things more from this positive angle, your life, your reality, your world, it's going to be much more positive. So it's all that fitness in between the ears. So think about it. And whether it's a screaming baby, whether it's a long run, whether it's starting a business or just anything that's challenging, just it's not that bad. So thanks for listening. A little bit shorter episode today. If you guys have questions or there's a topic you would like the Live Wild or Die podcast to discuss, please shoot us a note at info@monkey.co. And also, it's a huge help if you're enjoying the show, if you can take the time to leave a little review on iTunes, we monkeys would appreciate that very, very much, and we would do an exceptionally wild workout in your honor. So thanks for listening, everyone. Monkey on. Oh, wait, I think it's stay wild. Monkey on.